We are continuing today in Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. Today, Sunday, the 19th of Cheshvan, November 13th. The Ramchal writes as follows: "Benimza she'asta haTorah b'mitzvah zos shel nazir, ma she'masra l'chachamim she'asu b'shar kol ha'mitzvos, l'man das she'zeret sono shel makom." So therefore, again, as we mentioned in last week's shiur and Friday's shiur, Nazir becomes the paradigm for how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to handle Isurim. In other words, just like Nazir, obviously on a biblical level, but Nazir has certain protective barriers that are there to prevent the Nazir from going out and drinking wine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chazal to use it as the paradigm to safeguard Isurim, to create protective barriers, protective fences around certain prohibitions so that a person should not come to transgress. And therefore again, when it comes to other Isurim, when it comes to other prohibitions, Chazal wanted Chazal to once again erect protective barriers around the prohibition, additional layers of prohibition to go ahead and prevent the person from actually transgressing. So therefore again, when it comes to morality, when it comes to znus, same idea. Although, again, as we pointed out in last year, it might only be a technical act of relations which would be prohibited, but Chazal are vested with the responsibility to create protective barriers around the primary prohibition. Dahinu, bein b'maisa, both through action, bein b'ri'ya, through looking, bein b'dibor, through talking, bein b'shmiya, through listening, v'afilu b'machshava. So these are the additional areas, the additional levels of what we'll call protective legislation or protective enactments in order to prevent me from not transgressing any of the major aspects of immorality. So let's go through them. So what does it mean that again, actionally, there is a protective barrier, protective fence regarding immorality? For example, one is not permitted to touch a woman, one is not permitted to hug a woman. Again, this is obviously talking about a woman who is not one's wife, and or one's daughter, or again, even one's sister, and we're not talking about the immediate relatives. Now, what I just want to point out over here is, Ramchal is phrasing this in the male, from a male's perspective, from man to woman. But of course, whatever he's framing man to woman also applies woman to man. So again, even though technically speaking relations are what is prohibited, nevertheless, Chazal came along and also prohibited hugging and kissing. Beriya, Amru Zichron Lebracha, Yad liyad lo yinakera, kol meratzeh ma'os miyadol liyada, kedei listakel ba lo yinakim medino shel Gehenna. So this is incredible. This comes into a very important idea regarding Shmiras Ha'inayim, guarding our eyes, watching what we see. Because there's a recognition that obviously when a person sees something that elicits a sense of desire and lust, that is the first step towards the commission of sin. So the Gemara using is an example that someone who goes ahead and purposely hands something to a woman, but the reason he's handing it to the woman is to be able to look at her, to be able to glance at her. Ultimately, again, the Gemara says such a person will not be saved from Gehenna. Now, the idea over here is not necessarily that the act of gazing itself warrants Gehenna, but that the act of gazing is usually a gateway. I shouldn't say it's usually. The act of gazing can be a gateway to a more illicit act. The Gemara says, why is it that the generation of the desert required kapara, required atonement? Because ultimately, again, they looked at inappropriate things. Amar Rav Sheshes, Mipnei ma moneh, hakasuf tachshitin shebechosim tachshitin shebifnim. So this is talking about the spoils of the war from Midian. Why is it that the Torah went ahead, when it went goes through like the inventory of all of the booty, of all of the treasure that they got from their war with Midian, there are certain ornaments that a woman would wear, you know, externally, so to speak, and certain ornaments which were considered to be more intimate ornaments. Why are they all reckoned together? Lomar lecha, kol mistakel be'etzba ketana shel isha kilu mistakel b'makom ha'toref. To teach you that if a person intentionally glances at a woman's finger, in order, her pinky, in order to go ahead and gain benefit, it is no different than he had he had gazed at her nakedness. Va'od amru, va'amru od, v'nishmarta mikol davara. What does it mean you should guard yourself from every bad thing? Shalei stakil adam bi'ishana v'afilu p'niya, be'eshes ish v'afilu mechoeres. That a person should not intentionally gaze with the intention of deriving pleasure from a beautiful woman, even if she's single, or the more so if she is married. And again, the Gemara says, this is true even if the woman is not particularly attractive. One is not permitted to gaze at a woman for the sake of deriving or receiving pleasure. Binyan Adibar Misha. So again, just to understand, the idea over here is, it's quite intuitive, that obviously if a person looks at a woman in a lustful way, that is the beginning to the commission, that is the pathway to Chas V'Shalom committing an act of immorality. And Gemara goes on and says, Gemara says, what about speaking with a woman? Whoever speaks with a woman, right, or literally whoever speaks too much with a woman, ultimately causes bad things for himself. The idea over here is, the Gemara is not saying, obviously there's a time and a place, the opposite genders have to interact, men have to speak with women, women have to speak with men. Much of this, by the way, is also focused on my kavana. What is it that I have intention to do? So sometimes a person, just like the Gemara gave the example before of handing money, sometimes a person will use handing money as a pretext to go ahead and be able to gaze at a woman. So too, sometimes one will go ahead and use conversation as a pretext to gazing at a woman. It's that Chazal were very concerned about, because ultimately it becomes a gateway to immorality. And lastly, ubishmiya, when it comes to listening, amru kol b'isha erva. There's a concept of kalisha. Concept of kalisha says that a man is not permitted to hear a woman sing. What's the logic behind that? Because a woman's voice, and especially in a singing capacity, also could elicit arousal, or could elicit desire, and all of this could lead ultimately to immorality. Now the truth is, sometimes when we hear things like this, we say to ourselves, it seems so far-fetched. Right? It seems like, right? It's Kalisha. Really? Kalisha, listening to a woman and singing, is going to lead to an act of immorality? So it's important to understand that Chazal understood human nature, or Chazal understood us often better than we understand ourselves. And sometimes even things that we may think are innocuous or not a big deal, no, that's not going to lead me to anything, Chazal understood how human nature work, especially in the realm of immorality. That sometimes it could be even the most innocuous thing by itself, but that innocuous thing in a vacuum could be the gateway to some type of immoral behavior. And Chazal are charged, based on the paradigm from Nazir, are charged with creating a protective barrier around immorality, around morality, based on the idea that the Gemara says that immorality, unfortunately, is something that many of us struggle with. And because we struggle with it, because it is a reality, Chazal were vested with the responsibility of ensuring that we do not transgress. We'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.